Would you please stand for the prayer? Thank you. Almighty God, we who are gathered together in council, pledge ourselves to work in harmony for the welfare and development of our rural city. Guide us, we pray, in our deliberations. Help us to be fair in our judgment and wise in our actions, so that the prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. And acknowledging country, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet, the Lachi Lachi people, and pay my respects to their elders, both past and present. Please serve it, please. Sorry to take you by surprise with that initial comment, but we do apologise for the squeeziness of the environment, but we do have another meeting in the other room. Today we have a special council meeting. We have a special confidential council meeting, and then the councillors will be moving on to the council forum. Present we have Councillor Sedgman, Councillor Eckert, Councillor Modica, Councillor Milne, Councillor Paul, Councillor Cirillo, and Councillor Brown. We have an apology, well, not really an apology, our newest councillor hasn't yet been sworn in, so not actually an apology. So we'll start with the special council meeting, but before we actually start, I would like to say a word in relation to our eminently departing CEO. I actually was negligent in failing to make some comments about Gerard at the last council meeting, for which I profusely apologised, but I didn't realise it was the last council meeting for Gerard, but actually turns out it's not the last council meeting for Gerard. So I'll pretend that I actually knew that and that it actually worked out that way. Folks, and mainly, I suppose, for the benefit of the media, but Gerard is leaving us after having come here in October 2014. Gerard has spent 40 years in local government, which is a huge amount of time, and he's now moving for the first time in that 40 years out of local government and going to the Bendigo Community Health Centre. So I congratulate him on his 40 years and on his time at Mildura Rural City Council. And he informs me that he has attended, and sometimes I'm sure painfully, some 448 council meetings, although with these meetings, if we count the special meeting and the confidential, we can make it 450. So I would like to particularly mention Gerard in terms of his character. The previous CEO didn't have the reputation of being a people person. He was very business driven and didn't really build the sort of community connections that can sometimes be very important in a council environment. And I can say in all honesty and with all honesty that Gerard has built an incredible network of support with our partner agencies. So I know this from a personal fact because I've worked with Gerard in a number of areas, including the Northern Mallee Community Partnership, which represents all of the CEOs of all of the major agencies in the Bureau. I've seen him at work in those particular meetings, and everyone sits up and listens when Gerard spoke at those meetings, and everyone took note. Gerard is very much a people person, and he's proven that in his years here, and he's done a wonderful job in reconnecting this council with all of our partner agencies. His particular drive and purpose, there are many, and I've got a number of dot points here, but I won't go through them. suffice to say, Gerard worked very hard on the Reconciliation Action Plan, and he was a champion of that. So he worked very hard in the Aboriginal space and trying to connect with the Aboriginal community. He worked on the JVN program, which is a program that originally was to employ young Aboriginal people who had some level of difficulty in connecting with the community. In fact, this is the only council that I'm aware of in the whole of Victoria that actually still runs that program, which is something to be commended. So called the JVN program, and it also looks at not just young Aboriginal people, but other young people who are having problems connecting with employment and opportunities. Gerard has also worked tirelessly in the white ribbon space, and you would only have to walk around any council building to see all the material and all the posters and all of the emphasis on white ribbon. And I think Gerard's done a wonderful job in that space. He is a white ribbon ambassador. We have other white ribbon ambassadors here as well. And he's very driven in relation to areas around family violence. Also a member of the family violence executive, which is to be commended. On a personal level, my bend in life has been, since I've been a councillor, to try and get drug and alcohol rehab up here in Mildura, and Gerard has worked very hard with me on that. He's a member of the local drug action team, and he's been very, very active in trying to support me in that role. So on a personal level, can I just say I think Gerard has been a wonderful asset to this community. I think he's the sort of person that is representative of what we don't want to lose in a community like this, someone who actually makes those connections and makes the community stronger. So on behalf of all of the council, and in particular on behalf of me, I would like to thank you for your service.
I'll take the liberty of interrupting, but I'd like to just correct a couple of things. You're giving me credit for things that have been really led by Martin, Mandy, Chris and others, so particularly around the JV and even White Ribbon. I've been lucky to have people that are equally more passionate about that, and even in this room. So thank you for your kind words, but yeah, it's only a team that does things, so yeah. Thank you.
Take credit when you can get it.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll move on to the meeting. The special council meeting agenda item 5.1 is the appointment of an acting chief executive officer. There is a recommendation too that council authorise the chief executive officer employment matters committee to seek the services of a suitably qualified and experienced person external to the council to act in the interim as Chief Executive Officer until such time as a new Chief Executive Officer has been permanently commenced or has permanently commenced duties. Two, to require the Chief Executive Officer Employment Matters Committee to recommend to Council for final approval any preferred selection of an interim Chief Executive Officer. And three, to appoint Chris Parham as Acting Chief Executive Officer of Mildura Rural City Council from the 16th of February 2019 until such time as either the external interim appointment is in place or should that not eventuate until such time as a new Chief Executive Officer has permanently commenced duties. So do I have anyone that's willing to move this motion? Councillor Brown.
Seconded.
Councillor Hickel.
Thank you.
Is there anyone who wishes to speak against that motion? No, we'll move to the vote. All those in favour? That motion is carried. Item 6 is urgent business. Does any councillor wish to raise anything in urgent business? No? Okay. We now move to confidential business, which is a contractual matter, the tender award for design services for the Mildura South Regional Sporting Precinct and a personnel matter. So, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for your attendance here today. I now declare the special council meeting closed.
I need a second to move into confidential.
I need a mover to move into confidential. Councillor Modica, Councillor Poole is the second. So we'll need to close this meeting. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.